Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about Matthew 19. When Jesus had finished saying these things, he left Galilee and went into the region of Judea beyond the Jordan. Large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. Then some Pharisees came and tested him by asking, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for any reason?" Jesus answered, "Have you not read that from the beginning the Creator made them male and female, and said, 'For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh?' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore what God has joined together, let not man separate." "Why then," they asked, "did Moses order a man to give his wife a certificate of divorce and send her away?" Jesus replied, "Moses permitted you to divorce your wives because of your hardness of heart, but it was not this way from the beginning. Now I tell you that whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and marries another woman, commits adultery." His disciples said to him, "If this is the case between a man and his wife, it is better not to marry." "Not everyone can accept this word," he replied, "but only those to whom it has been given. For there are eunuchs who were born that way, others were made that way by men, and still others live like eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. The one who can accept this should accept it." Then little children were brought to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. And the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." And after he had placed his hands on them, he went on from there. Just then a man came up to Jesus and inquired, "Teacher, what good thing must I do to obtain eternal life?" "Why do you ask me about what is good?" Jesus replied. "There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, keep the commandments." "Which ones?" the man asked. Jesus answered, "Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself." "All these I have kept," said the young man. "What do I still lack?" Jesus told him, "If you want to be perfect, go, sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard this, he went away in sorrow because he had great wealth. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I tell you, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again I tell you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." "Look," Peter replied, "we have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, in the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or fields for the sake of my name will receive a hundredfold and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." This is God's word. People in our culture sometimes say, "Jesus never talked about homosexuality." Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter said that back in 2012. And technically, that statement is true. Jesus did not directly condemn homosexuality the way he did with unlawful divorce, say, as we saw in verse 9, and a number of other things as well. But notice here in Matthew 19 what Jesus said when he was asked about divorce in verse 3. He could have said, "Haven't you read that at the beginning the Creator said, 'For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh'?" He could have said just that. In other words, Jesus could have started his quotation of Genesis with Genesis 2:24, the verse that directly speaks to marriage. But instead, he first quoted Genesis 1:27 in verse 4, here in Matthew 19, and he quoted Genesis 1:27 this way, "At the beginning, the Creator," here's the quote, "made them male and female." And so Jesus framed his answer on divorce by beginning with a biblical understanding of marriage, and he quoted from two different chapters in Genesis to frame that biblical understanding of marriage. Why did he do that? One reason was to preserve the biblical definition of marriage between a man and a woman. Humanity was created in male and female counterparts, so that by coming together as one flesh, as verse 5 and Genesis 2:24 say, they could glorify their Creator by enjoying godly sexuality and by creating children together. Divorce destroys God's intention for marriage, as we saw in verse 6. That was Jesus' point, and why Jesus quoted from Genesis in his answer. He acknowledged that divorce was permitted, according to verse 8, in some situations, but that in most instances, it is just a legalized form of adultery. We see that in verse 9. Same-sex relationships, whether legal or not, also violate the Creator's intentions for marriage, and unlike divorce, there are no exceptions allowed anywhere in Scripture. Many kinds of sexual relationships are considered acceptable in our culture, but that cultural acceptance does not change God's infallible word. Most people on earth are or could be tempted by some form of sexual sin, whether it's premarital sex, adulterous sex, homosexual attraction or homosexual relationships, lust, and so on. As Christians, we should obey God's instructions and plead for His grace and mercy, not label as good what God calls sin. So, what's the state of your sexual life? Are you living in obedience to the Creator's intentions, or are you sinning sexually, or entertaining ideas of sinning sexually? Bring that before the Lord in repentance, and remind yourself and commit yourself to God's intention for your life. And I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.